I believe, beloved, we have over here, no doubt, the perfect manner in which to deal with a soul. Because the Lord did it. And he wouldn't do anything except perfect. Can't improve on the Lord's method. We can hardly do as well. We can try. But here it is. Only thing here, you have the situation rather reversed. In those days, the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. And today, our people, my people, the Jews, stand in the place of the Samaritans. The church would be rather in the place of the Jew. And we see that the way the Lord approached the situation, and we can and must do likewise. Oftentimes, dear ones, in studying any particular portion of God's word or any situation like this, we are very much inclined to overlook the extremely obvious. That's often the case. You overlook that which is obvious, which stands out. And what is obvious here? What would you say is obvious here? The Lord went where she was. The Lord went where she was. And that's the only way to reach my people with the gospel, is to go exactly where they are. Well, let's look at the text. You'll find our Lord had to overcome numbers of hurdles or barriers in order to reach that woman with the gospel. The word tells us in verse 4, and I believe that's the heart of our text, and hence this message I call The Pathway of Duty. If you have a better title for it, fine. Remember, my titles are not inspired by God. I don't claim inspiration for the title of a sermon. The word is, but my titles are. Anybody could do better than I can. But that's the way it looks to me. The pathway of duty. Where? How? He, our Lord, must needs go. Well, that's strong language. I don't believe you'll find in English stronger words that express it. Remember, our blessed Lord came here to do an eternity of work in 3.5 years. And only the Son of God, yea, God the Son, could do that. An eternity of work. A work that would have eternal results and repercussions and consequences to be done in 3.5 years. Because when he finally gave up his life, and remember that men, the Jews, nor the Romans, nor the devil, didn't kill him. He said, I lay down my life. I have power to lay it down, power to take it again. Oh, yes, humanly speaking, he was murdered by men. That's true. Oh, yes. Because every sinner, Jew or Gentile, outside of Christ, before God, is charged with murder. Every sinner is a murderer. And murder in the first degree of the Son of God. But still, he gave up his life. He was the only man that could say when he expired, it is finished. Because he did finish. He finished the work of redemption. He said in Hebrew one word, just one word. And in the Greek, it's two words or three words. In Hebrew, nishlam, that's it. One word. Complete. Finished. Paid. Because the word means the same thing. And so, as our Lord had come to do an eternal work, a work that would last throughout eternity, in 3.5 years, remember everywhere he went, everything he did, everything he said was inspired and directed and conducted and overshadowed by the Spirit of God. Our Lord never went anywhere as a tourist. He didn't have to try and find out what was anywhere. He knew the world. Remember, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything that was made by him. He knew it all. I remember a dear lady was praying one time. And a missionary, she said, Lord, he's in an island off New Guinea. You know where it is. Of course the Lord knew where it was. He put it there in the first place. You see, he didn't have to go anywhere to find out anything about this world. He wasn't here on a vacation. Oftentimes, you know, when I go away, some people say, Brother Glass, you're going on a vacation? I said, no, vocation. And the Lord went on vocation, not vacation. And his going to Samaria was no accident. It was not an afterthought. Believe me, it was a divine forethought for a number of reasons. Number one, a soul needed him. And that's what he had come for. What was the mission of our blessed Lord into the world? What did he come here for? Well, he stated it himself. Supposing the Lord Jesus were here right now, he is. But if he were here visibly, tangibly, touchably, I'd say, Lord, what was the prime purpose of your coming into this world? You know what would answer? His answer would be, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's it. And she was lost. Well, in this sense, she is a perfect type of my people. And they are lost. Now, people talk about the 10 lost tribes. The 12 tribes are lost, not just 10. They're all lost in sin. Not that they're lost geographically or that they're lost numerically. The Lord knows where every Jew of every tribe is right now. He knows it. And when the time comes, you're going to have the 144,000. He's going to place them all where they belong. Don't worry about that. Don't lose any sleep over it. He'll have it all right. But they're lost. And as a Jew, believe me, I can sing today, I was lost, but Jesus found me. Now, people ask me when I found the Lord. I didn't find him. He found me. He wasn't lost. I was. And you see, and she was lost, all right, and so are my people lost. Remember, they're God's chosen people. Not that they were. They are, present tense. And never will be anything else, because my God never changes his mind. He's perfect.